This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you go with your dad, like the fact that you guys, you actually try to enjoy and try new like wines.
The first person that I want to share with is my dad. Not because I think he has a refined palate.
Okay.
I bet you if I gave him a really shitty wine and I told him it was $200, he would drink it thinking it's delicious.
And he's like, what's this called? Yellowtail? Fantastic.
Welcome to the Worst Asian Podcast, where a couple Asian American millennials give you our shitty opinions on all things Asian. My name is Linji. I'm here with my co-host, who's eating a very hot Jamaican beef patty.
Oh fuck! Yeah, Ben. Yo, what's up, man? Linji, thanks for the hot pot. I mean the hot pocket. I mean the Jamaican beef patty.
Are you okay? Did you burn your tongue just now?
Holy shit!
It's steaming.
Ooh. Linji has these really good Jamaican beef patties. I never had chicken.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
This is pretty good.
Do you want to take the rest of the box home?
For real?
Yeah, because I'm on a diet.
Yo, how many do you have in there?
It's probably like another 6 or 5.
Oh, bro, I love you, man. Yo, and Linji's giving me fried chicken. Yo, dude, yeah.
I make fun of Ben's weight, and then I ask him how his diet is, but I give him a box of beef patties and some fried chicken to take home.
Oh man, I'm gonna work out good today, bro.
Yo, so I'm not going to name the chicken spot, right? But it's the same chicken spot that you were joking in the past that you went to, where you said the chicken was so good. What did you say? It was giving you like a stomach ache?
I definitely got food poisoning. I had diarrhea.
So I also went to this chicken spot last night. I also thought it was delicious, and both me and my wife have upset stomachs this morning.
The funny thing is, we're still going back.
I would go back for sure.
Then you had the thing where he's like, I think I still will go back.
My wife thought it was her first time having it. She thought it was pretty good, but not like extraordinary.
Yeah.
She would still rather have Jollibees, which me too. I would still rather have Jollibees.
I mean, yeah. It's like a good Jollibee, you know, replacement. It's considered we don't have one here.
But this is like really, really cheap. It was like
$15
bucket for 10 pieces, which I don't know where you guys live in the US. Maybe it's cheaper somewhere else. But in New York now, with the rate of chicken inflation and all that.
Chickflation. Our charts indicate that is from that's a 1996 bucket price.
That's not 1996. As a guy that used to work at KFC, I can tell you at some point, I remember there used to be $8 buckets.
What?
An $8 10 piece bucket was the on sale rate at KFC back when I was working in college.
How many pieces?
10 piece. 10 piece for $8 back then.
It used to be cheaper.
No.
Oh, I'm saying like the amount of chicken.
Can you eat? Can you swallow your food? Okay, I will talk. Just swallow your food first. Or just stop eating at some point. You can take a break from eating to eat later.
It's so good.
So, it was like $8 for a 10 piece bucket back then, which was like a really good deal. Or like a 12 piece meal for 10 pizzas used to be like.
I remember those.
$10, $15. Yeah.
It was a 12 piece per person, right?
12 people. I paused for a second.
You were thinking about it. Like, I was like, 12 people. Like, I don't remember this. I don't remember this show.
I love Jollibees, but the one thing that I would say is it's pretty expensive.
It is.
For fried chicken, it's pretty expensive. Even if you want to say it's higher end fried chicken, it's pretty expensive.
Who the fuck says it's higher end chicken?
Hey,
who says that?
According to Simon Kim, there can be very high end Korean fried chicken.
All right, but I'm saying, if you call Jollibees high end chicken.
Okay, do you think Jollibee's is like higher tier than like Popeyes or KFC? It is more premium.
I just think it's just better fried chicken.
You don't
premium.
Think it's more premium?
What makes it premium, bro? This isn't
the price makes it premium. the price makes it premium.
Oh my god! Every time I hear premium, either thing of gas or Pornhub. Oh man!
This place that gave us a stomach virus that's very good. I think part of the reason why it's good because it's so cheap. If you paid the same price as Jollibee's for this chicken, you would probably knock it down a tier. You would still think it's good, but you'd be like, well, I can just get Jollibee's instead.
I would say, yeah.
It's like half the price of Jollibee's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is. It is. Jollibee's, if you get a bucket, it's like $30.
Have you tried the pies?
The Jollibee's pies or this place's pies?
No, I don't. Do they have pies there? Oh, they do have pies. I think you're
right.
They
do? No.
But yeah, the Jollibee pies,
I'm not a big fan of the pies.
Bro.
It's just, to me, it tastes like if McDonald's were to do like an ube flavor. And it's, because it still tastes very artificial.
No, dude.
Yeah.
Bro, like, you know how you, it's like a beef patty?
Filipino people, speak up. Is it artificial flavoring in these things?
I mean, I'm sure, yeah, that part, yeah. But it's good, though. It's really good.
It is good. Anyway, so, this chicken that gave me a stomach virus, Ben, you can take the rest home.
Thank you. I am on a diet, technically.
I was going to throw it in the garbage anyways.
Yo, I'm going to eat all of that.
And if it gives you a stomach bug, you'll be okay with it?
I'm a betting man. I'm going to say I'm not going to get a stomach problem.
And I guess it's a win-win situation because you might lose some weight as well.
Exactly.
All right. You can eat the beef patty later, okay? Or do you want to eat it now when it's cold? Do you want me to give you 30 seconds to huff down that beef patty?
Bro, that shit was so hot. My bottom right part of my lip definitely got stung from it. I'll eat later eventually.
My wife has this thing, and she may hate that I'm saying this. She cannot eat hot food correctly.
It's like, oh, okay. I can see what she means by that. Yeah.
And to me, it makes no sense because she'll be drinking something hot, like a hot cup of coffee or tea or just something hot, and she'll just burn her tongue. But I don't feel like I've ever burned my tongue. And even with how hot I like to eat things, I've never burnt my tongue.
I burned the roof of my mouth a lot. Not my tongue.
Is it because you're throwing it in without checking the temp?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just deep throating it. You know what I'm saying? Legit, just like...
Is there anything else we want to chit-chat about before we get to the actual topic today? No?
No, but like...
Fried chicken's great.
The worst part is like when the skin starts peeling in your mouth because it's so hot. And it's like... And you can't get it out.
I've never had that happen
you
before.
You never? Yo, you like hot shit, though.
I love temperature hot stuff.
Is that your superpower? Like, you could just eat magma?
That's kind of why I feel it's weird when I see my wife burn her tongue. I'm like, can't you judge the temp before it goes in? Or can't you deal with the temp when it's in your mouth?
No, bro.
Because if it's too hot and it's in your mouth, I would, like, toss it around like a laundry machine. You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, so you go with that mouth. No, so, you know what's funny? My ex I dated.
She's going
to see. I'm just... let me get to my point, dude. Let me just get to my point, bro. What I was trying to say.
She's
damn. Now you reminded me of her. Damn, bro. Shit. No, what I'm trying to say is, dude. What I'm trying to say is, listeners, listen. Don't have kids in the car. What I was trying to say is, you know, I used to complain about like when I'm eating. I'm like, oh, it's just blah blah blah.
Yeah.
She's like, you don't just twirl, you know, in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like this. I'm like, well, I could use something else. You could twirl on them. You know? But. I remember she said that, and I never thought about doing that. Oh, yeah, if you just...
Did you just leave it stagnant and stationary in your mouth and burn it? Like,
and I spit it out usually.
Yeah.
But some people are really good with their mouth.
Yeah.
That they can like, just like they can move it around when they're just tossing
like
it.
Like a laundry machine. It just tosses it around when it's hot.
Yeah, some people could do it. Some people just can't.
You do the laundry machine tossing around technique while you're blowing the air out.
Hey, yo.
So then it's cooling down while it's tumbling.
Yeah.
That's a real technique. I'm being serious.
Yeah, and I think your wife, my technique is just garbage. I just spit it out like that, you know?
I think my wife just like puts it in her mouth. She burns herself.
I hate that feeling, especially when it comes to like artichoke pizza. I always burn my fucking...
Artichoke... Oh, because it's coming straight out like the fire brick oven thing.
Bro, it's hot soup. Like just fucking like...
Oh, the cheese. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so delicioso.
Yeah, damn, bro.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about... fried chicken, I guess, today. All right, the topic for this week is how to pay back our Asian parents. At this point, do I even need to say Asian anymore when I talk about topics?
Are we talking about, getting our revenge, right? How to pay them back.
How to pay them back, yeah. Depending on how bad your childhood was. Okay, basically, I just want to talk about how, I guess now that we're at this age in our life and our parents are getting older and stuff and how we need to, is need the right word? Do you need to pay back your parents? Honest truth, do you need to?
Are you saying need as in like...
Not you, but just saying like as a society and like as a structure, do kids need to pay their parents back in terms of taking care of them financially or anything? Is that
When you say need, right? Are you saying like you're doing it because it's like a job, or
yes,
like you want to?
I'm saying it's like obligated. Our kids obligated to pay it.
I personally think you are.
Is that the Asian culture in this? Because I think it's 100% the Asian thing.
It's because, you know, you grew up, you know, being the only child, me being the oldest child. And I think it's kind of instilled into us. I think our parents just like had sex and it's like, we should have a little slave. We'll groom them. And then once you groom them, like, then they'll take care of us for the rest of our lives.
Is it because Westerners don't view their kids as slaves?
yo, when you put it this way, oh my God, if aliens came down to Earth, like, honey, this is what they do. Look at this. They don't let their offspring just go into the world.
There is a like truth in the fact that like some parents will like look at their kids as kind of like a lottery ticket.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you have a kid and let's say you're not in the best situation.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just saying this out loud so parents don't get upset at me. Just remember, I'm also a parent.
Yeah,
okay?
Also, if you aren't a parent, yo, fuck you, man. No, I'm just joking.
Some parents, maybe the situation is really, really tough and they see their kids as like a lottery ticket out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
Because maybe you, the parent, are no longer in a place in your life where you can get re-educated, find a different career path.
Can't go through puberty again.
You can't go through puberty twice.
Yeah.
So you look at your kids like, okay, hopefully my kid can succeed so that if he is a success, he can take me with him. Either I can live with him or he can send me back money or something like,
you know, like date his girlfriend.
What kind of weird single dad situation is this?
I know what you mean, but like it's kind of like not vicariously, but like kind of just
no directly. It's like you want to benefit.
Okay. I don't want to like offend, but thank you for saying it.
I bet you there are some group of parents who do look at their kids that way. Like I need to get out of a bad situation, and I need to groom my kid so that he succeeds, so that I can get out of this shitty situation with him. I think most people
it's a big risk, regardless. But when you explain it that way, I guess it makes sense.
Most parents are probably the opposite, where you want the kid to succeed for himself, not for you.
Let's be real, NG. Technically, I'm pretty sure our parents will never admit it, but we were definitely accidents, bro. Our parents don't want to admit it, but...
Why do you think you were an accident? I'm pretty sure I was not an accident.
Yo, most parents, they don't become parents on purpose.
That's a different generation. Is it because of the age?
Dude, it's the same thing, bro.
No, I feel like all the people that we know now having kids...
Dude,
they're definitely doing it with a lot of planning.
Get drunk with your dad. Be like, Dad, when I was born, was that the moment you wanted to have a kid? Or it just happened to
be? Do you know for sure? Have your parents told you, Ben, you came like a couple years too earlier than we had planned?
Oh, yeah. They knew they wanted a kid. I'm not saying they didn't want a kid. They just didn't know when. And like, oh, shit, we're going to have a kid. That's all I'm trying to say.
Have your parents told you that exact
thing? Yeah, my dad told me.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you weren't supposed to come out yet. I was like, well, you should have pulled out better, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
Or
man.
Use protection.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something, right?
Yeah.
Actually, condoms are expensive when you're poor. This is a real thing. Like,
I don't use condoms, so. I don't...
Guys, if you want if you appreciate these very intimate details about Ben's life, please.
No, I do use protection. I do use protection.
That's such a fucking lie now.
When I have it in my book bag. I can show you.
So don't take it out. Don't take it out. And especially don't demonstrate it.
Don't demonstrate it.
Do you remember in like junior high school when they had sex ed class and they took the banana and the condom and they demonstrated in class how to put it on? It was in...
I never saw that. I seen it in movies.
It was at our junior high school. Did you ever take sex ed in junior high?
No, dude. I mean... I'm clearly not having sex, so I didn't need it yet, but I had sex ed in high school.
Sex ed is not to tell you how to have sex. It's just to tell you about...
Oh,
like,
they don't Oh, I don't want to take
Are
that
Are you
class.
Sure? Were you in my class?
I wasn't in your sex ed class.
Okay.
Because we definitely would have been throwing the bananas and like doing stupid shit, but I just remember like they used to give like condoms out.
For free in
and,
high school.
Like, I was just like, I'll hold it like, whoa, this is for sex. But even though like I never had sex, I was like, I didn't know what to do. I just hold it. Like, it's like a fucking thing I found in like a cave or something.
And to this day, Ben still doesn't know how to use it.
I was like, whoa, look at these portable balloons. Like, and they all say NYC on it.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they
it's all that. And dude, those are like thicker than latex gloves and shit. And it's like, is this for the hospital or is this for your dick? Which one is it, man?
Gives you zero sensation. It's so thick. It's so thick. Okay, how do we get here? Accidents.
How do we prepare parents? Holy crap.
Accidents. I was trying to make a point that like some parents see their kids as like a lottery ticket, but most parents actually genuinely want their kid to do better for his own success. But I was trying to ask, like, do the kids, are they obligated to take care of their parents?
I personally think yes.
Eastern culture, for sure. Eastern culture, for sure, you are obligated, whether you like it or not, to take care of parents. I would say on the West, from everything I've seen, it's not like a necessity, because it seems as if most Western people are able to take care of themselves. The parents are already able to take care of themselves, so thus they don't need the kids' support. Most of them.
I'm trying to think about the East versus West idea that you're mentioning.
Yeah.
You know, because I, for most part, if you're a Westerner, once you're 18, it's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Right? Take care of yourself.
Right.
Asian parents want you to stay at home forever.
So I'm trying to see the dynamic about it. And it's interesting because my uncle, Don, he was German. And when my father came to America, he brought my grandmother, but he lived with my aunt and his husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
It got really hard for their marriage. And they almost got divorced because of it. Because in Korean culture, it's not unfamiliar where like you're married and like, the, you know, the in-laws live
yeah,
with
yeah,
you.
It's totally normal.
Right.
Multi-generational, like, extended family households.
But since he grew up, you know, very white, very American, sweetest guy, it did bother him. So that's where my dad took my grandmother and, like, uprooted and, like, came to New York, actually. So it's really, really weird. But at the same time, like, I just feel like when they do that, you're not really getting as close as you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you separate yourself like that so much from your family.
Yeah, when it's the cultural norm, yeah.
But it's like you're not really, it's like, I don't know, it just doesn't feel like family then to me.
Well, that only matters if you're prioritizing family.
Right.
If you really think about it.
Right.
Your point is true, that you can't really grow closer as a family unit if you're not physically together.
Right.
But if that's not your priority or concern, right, then who really gives a shit? If your main concern is having your own space, your own private space, the space for you, your partner, and your own kids, that's it.
Yeah.
Then who gives a shit if you're getting closer to your in-laws or like whatever?
And it's not comparing or anything, but like the fact that like, you know, you still live in Flushing. We both live in Flushing, right?
Yeah.
And you do make a conscious effort of being able to be in proximity of your parents.
That is like one of the top reasons why I live here.
See?
And in my case, it works out because my wife and her family is also nearby.
Exactly.
But I can't imagine if, let's say, I had a partner whose wife was in like in a different state, then who would we prioritize staying closer to? My in-laws, her parents, or my parents, her in-laws? Like, there would this be this weird like fight back and forth. I'm lucky enough where both our family structure tends to be in this adjacent area.
And it's, yeah, exactly. And, you know, put it this way. For a good example, you go see your parents, right? Let's just say you are the Westerner. You see your parents for every major holiday. Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Usually, right? You're not going to go for your birthday.
Probably not, unless maybe, they surprise you.
Yeah, maybe their birthday, right?
Oh, yeah, I think you should for sure.
Right, so
Mother's Day, Father's Day.
So like, let's say what? That's like four times, five times out of the year.
Yeah.
And then if you do the math, like, and you're older, that's not a lot of time. That's like maybe, that means you could literally say like for 30 years, right? That's
you've been doing math.
Yeah, was it 100? That's only like 15 times you get to see them. Right?
That's not the right math, but Ben's point is that if you only see them X number of times like that you can count on your hand in a year,
yeah,
then you really see them for what, a total of like half a year for the rest of your
life? Right, yeah. And this is the thing, like for that 1 year, you're only seeing them, what, five times? And even when you're there, you might be distracted by your phone.
Or it's the holidays.
It's the holidays, other people, your partner,
right,
your kids. It's just, it kind of makes it really scary knowing like, oh man, like once they're gone, they're really gone.
Yeah.
That's your history kind of thing.
So is the main way to pay back your Asian parents just by giving them time? Is that like the main thing?
Well, good quality time. Not like, yo, we're ready to rumble. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
Like, yo, you owe me money, motherfucker. Not like that.
But what if you're just like sitting in a room and you're on your phone? Is that even considered good quality time spending with your family?
Spending with
your parents?
I'll be honest. I think sometimes I'll go visit my mom at a beauty salon. There are times where like, I'll come. She's like, oh, what are you doing? He's like, I need to kill time. Okay.
Yeah, but they're totally cool with that. I can imagine where when I'm older and my son just wants to come and play on his, I don't know, 3D
PS15
metaverse kind of thing.
Yeah, PS45.
But he's in my presence doing it on purpose. I'd be like, I'm cool with this. You know what? I'm cool with this. Because you know what?
Right.
The alternative is that he doesn't want to do this, but he wants to do this home alone away from me. At least like he's in my proximity.
Oh, man.
So that's something.
Yo, I was just thinking like, imagine it's like he likes hanging out with like his partner's family more, that you'll be like,
yo,
how pissed would you be, bro? You'll be like, I'm going to fuck them up right now. I'm going to go over there and beat the shit out of them, bro.
I'm glad to have a very understanding wife, so we are able to balance like that family dynamic between like the holidays. Because when you do have two different sets of families and they do separate things, I can imagine where it gets heated, right? Like, whose place do we go to for Christmas this year? Do we do a combined thing? Do we alternate years or something like that. Like, okay. it does get very complicated. So, yeah, time is definitely the number one way to pay back your parents.
Yes.
But just to branch off of that, spending so much time with them in the sense that you're living with them, is that something that you necessarily have to do? Let's just talk about
Okay. If we're talking Asian about people, that's a specific thing about living with them.
Living with them, specifically living with them. You're a little bit different because you're still living with your parents, but if you were out and you had to go back or you had to like bring them over.
So, right. The times I did move out, right? I noticed how I just realized like my responsibilities just like dropped completely a lot from being away from them because I have my responsibilities now.
Yeah, your own personal responsibilities, right. Different than theirs.
Right. But then I did notice, like, when I did come back, like, it was kind of like, oh, there are just some things that I know I can do for them a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And their quality of life has improved greatly. I'm not saying I'm the shit or anything, but it's like, yeah, I know how to use the left and right button of a mouse. You know what I'm saying? Like,
even a roof of a house that has holes is better than no roof.
Yeah.
Ben, you are that holy roof.
Yes, exactly.
Holy in the sense that you have hole is not that you're godly.
Right. I'm actually the umbrella under that roof. So. It's interesting, you know, you talk about that, but I would say just seeing them like getting older and like also just there's moments where you show them new things. Maybe the first time I introduced my mom to Greek food, she was like, "Whoa!"
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's like, "What the fuck is this?" I was like,
"Did she like the Greek food?"
She loved it.
Did she?
Yo, my mom loves food.
I know. Yeah,
that's where I'm fat. I get that from my mom.
Okay,
like we're fatties. And
you get these cigarettes from your dad.
Yo, for real. Yo, damn, bro. Like, if I had to nail it, like, yo, whose parents is supposed to, like, I'm the smoking fat ass right there, bro. That's me, man. But yeah, dude, like, I remember she was eating it and she was just like, it's crazy for her to even just be like, I never had Greek food before. I'm like, dad, that's crazy.
Well, that's because we're so privileged.
Right.
We've had so many cuisines, like, tried so many things that our parents never would even want to try because they don't know about its existence, right?
Right.
So I think that's where time together, at least you get to experience things together as well. But hypothetically, if you were out on your own and it was like a good situation for you by yourself, like let's say you were not actually deprived of things, but you were on your own.
I was
and
just
fine.
Being the singular. What's wrong with me today? Single, bachelor,
single,
whatever.
Well, actually, I think it would be at a point when you're actually with a family because if you're a bachelor, it's pretty easy to come back or have them move in with you, right?
But
if you're with a family, would you have your parents moving with you? Before we talk about if your wife wants it or not.
It's already been a thought in my mind and I would actually be okay with it. I actually would not mind at all.
Them moving into your place, obviously. Not the whole family moving into that.
That would be weird. I would not mind at all, actually. My brother, no. You know what I'm saying?
Really? But if your brother wants, actually... All right,
dude, imagine like, imagine like our fat friend on the highway.
Yeah.
And like as soon as he got married, ask his brother's like, yo, I'm moving in with
That's
you.
That's true. It's sometimes hard enough to probably convince your wife to have the in-laws move in.
Another thing.
It would be even harder to have
his brother, bro. He's a character, bro. He's walking around naked in his underwear and shit.
That's like a bad comedy.
With a fucking blanket cape, like he's fucking Batman.
So you would have no objections. What if your wife did have an objection?
I'm divorcing that.
See, you can joke about that now, right?
Yeah, I know.
She doesn't exist. She's a theoretical bitch.
Yeah. So these are things that I you know, pre-planned in my head that I think like, oh, what if I would like to? But if I cannot, just like what you're doing is, hey, it's really important for me that I can at least be somewhat readily available in case something for my parents.
Yeah, that's when money comes in. Because in theory, if you're in a situation where you don't want to or can't move in the same household, at least maybe buy them a place nearby.
Exactly.
Let's say you buy them like a small co-op nearby, right? So they have their own space, but they're within, I don't know, 5-10 minutes or something of you, right?
Yeah.
So that it's kind of like you're in the same space. You can just pop over to play your PS15 for like 20 minutes whenever you want.
There you go.
And if there's an emergency, then obviously you can go right there, right?
Yeah.
But that's the luxury of money. If you have money, then you can do something like that.
It's funny. I have a friend of mine that during college, they bought a home in Philly.
Yeah.
You know, but he lives in New York and stuff. They eventually retire around our, you know, because he's around our age. Their parents are the same age. And they ended up selling the house and just buying a nice smaller apartment near his house now.
Oh, okay. Exactly. That's
See?
Good.
And I was just like, that's really nice. Like now he's like, yeah, like sometimes I could just go over, you know, it's walking distance.
What if the kid doesn't want you to move in nearby? It's like,
Oh,
surprise, son. We live down the block now.
Yeah, it's like, oh, like everybody loves Raymond and shit. Yeah. Like, can you imagine?
You can't avoid your family that way.
I think it's also really great that, like, I know you like to spend a lot of time with your family, especially around, like, dinner.
Yeah.
You know? Taking out, you know, drinking, you know, expensive lagavulins and stuff like that.
My dad always has new wine every time I go over.
He has it, oh, like new, like just fresh and shit?
My dad buys wine by the cases.
Oh, man.
He doesn't even buy individual bottles.
Yeah.
So he just buys stuff by the cases, but he's constantly buying new stuff. And my dad doesn't even have like a wine fridge. He just stores it in his like really cold basement, which is like a default.
No, that dude, that's perfect, actually.
Because it's damp and it's cold. It's like a default wine fridge, right?
It is a wine fridge, yo.
It's like a whole room wine fridge. So, you know, the whole drinking thing with him is always good. And he lives relatively nearby. But I've said with my wife, and she kind of knows this and like has jokingly talked about it. At some point, my parents are probably going to live with us when they get too old and when they need like the physical help and stuff like that. Or if, you know, God forbid, one of them passes before the other.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine leaving my parents alone if just one of them left. Can you picture that?
No.
And that's not because...
I think about that all the time.
That's not because like I'm a great son or anything. I just can't imagine any kid, unless like it's really like a situation-specific thing. But if you have a good relationship with your parents, it's hard to imagine leaving them alone.
Yeah, when you're young, you know, being like alone, you could
do great.
Fucking that's a life. But when you're old and...
You need help and it's like dangerous and shit.
Yeah.
Even with my mother-in-law, she is in a co-op now. Yep. So she has, you know, things taken care of in terms of the heat and the outdoor maintenance and stuff. But she is still within 5-10 minute proximity to three of her daughters.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, in case something does happen. So she does live by herself and she's pretty independent for someone in her age.
Yeah.
But at least she's in like super close proximity to standing to. Like, I know at some point I'm going to live back with my parents.
Yeah, it's something
to prepare
for. And
if that's a surprise to my wife, then surprise.
Yeah. Divorced.
No. She knows it's coming at some point.
Hey, yo, dude, you know what's great? She's a nurse, so like she could like...
I don't think I would force my wife to like...
Like she's in scrubs and shit. Yeah,
to like take care of my parents. Imagine, that would be even worse.
That would be fucking hilarious, bro. Lindsay, what are you fucking making your wife do, bro?
Dude, there's this program like in New York. I think it's New York. You know how some people, they qualify for home health aides?
Yeah.
So there is a program where if you're a family member and you want to take care of that family member, you can get paid as if you're the home health aide to take care of your parents.
I like that.
That's such a great idea because if your parents need
it's in New York?
I think it's in New York, yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm going to make my brother do that.
But I don't think your parents qualify for anything like that. They're not in that bad condition, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, eventually, I don't know. I'll make some condition up or whatever. that's really cool.
That's a good idea because if you're a family member, I would imagine it's easier you as the person that needs the assistance to get the assistance from a family member as opposed to a stranger. Not to say that there's anything wrong with strangers. There's a comfort level if it's like a family member that's taking care of you, right?
Yes.
And if they're getting paid to do it, to do something that they would be doing anyways, it's like win-win for like everyone.
I noticed like for senior care living, right? For example.
You mean like the places? Like
in their
facilities?
Okay. You know, like just visiting my grandmother when we couldn't take care of her when she was living with us because of Alzheimer's. And we had to put her there. But even then it was still tedious. So I was just like thinking like, just trying to like move her, you know, like kind of like just like wash her, you know, even.
Yeah.
And I was like, shout out to you guys that do that kind of work. It's really, really hard.
It is really hard.
You know, some old people tend to be really grumpy. I've seen it, yo. They're really grumpy.
I swear there's only two kinds of old people. There is the really friendly person that's like really funny because he's now older in his life. He has lots of stories.
Yeah.
He's well-versed. He talks a lot. And there's like the grumpy ass old person. If he's like, they're two opposite sides of the spectrum. And that's the only types of old people that I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
Too talkative or just leave me the fuck alone.
I was going to say, like, one thing I do think it's really cool, going back to how, like, we could repay our parents, right? Technically having children in a way, right?
Yo, grandparents love grandkids. Even me,
right?
I joke with my wife. I don't care what happens to my son if he becomes, like, if he's, like a drunk or... doesn't get married or whatever. I don't care. Just get me some grandkids.
You just described me, by the way. So fuck you, bro.
I was like, just get me some grandkids. You can adopt. You can do whatever. I want grandkids. I don't know why I want grandkids.
You already thought about it. Like, you're like, you're totally like, you're fucking 6-year-old. Like, hey, make kids right now with kids.
That grandparent relationship is slightly different because it's less responsibility.
Yeah.
It's like the fun uncle, but you know, you don't have to deal with all the other shit.
Yeah. And also, someone's got to take care of you too. So it's like, I really don't have to do shit.
Yeah.
I like being the uncle.
Being the fun uncle is always good. But I think it's true what you said. Giving your parents kids feels like you're kind of validating all the work that they put in by just having another generation that's going to be up and coming.
Yeah.
And I think if your parents get that stage in their life where they're older, they probably missed a lot of your childhood because they were probably busy working and doing other things.
Yeah.
So they get a chance to kind of like relive the nice years of a toddler now.
Right.
The ones, like the years that they missed when they were working with you.
Right. And, you know, people tend to stereotype Asians as being maybe like superficial, materialistic.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, like in Asian culture, like we do tend to just work really hard. And by rewarding that or relieving that stress is by getting things that we value and treasure.
Yeah.
Whether it's designer or, I don't know, alcohol, whatever it is. I don't, you know, I understand if you work for it. And you worked hard for it, I think you just deserve it.
Yeah.
So it's
because I feel like Asian people would buy that expensive shit not on their credit card. They would.
It's always cash.
Yeah, it's always cash or I mean, or some way of being paid for fully, right? They're not going into debt for stuff like that, which I think that's okay.
Right.
If you're buying something that even though to me, Linji would be useless.
I agree.
But you take value from it and you've worked to earn money to buy it.
Right.
Do it.
So I just remember like one time, like my father, he came in and he was like, hey, because he just discovered what eBay was. So now he's always asking me, hey, does eBay have this thing? Can you look it up?
Yeah.
And, you know, because he's old, so it will have it usually. But he was asking me to look up this company for lighters called DuPont.
Yeah, DuPont lighters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very expensive. Very, very expensive. You know, I looked it up. I was like, these are very expensive. You know, when my dad and my mom got married, they had matching Rolexes and they got robbed.
Sorry.
There's so many to unwind there, right?
Because speechless. I was so happy. I thought it was really cute. And then you said they got robbed. I was like, what the fuck?
I was so heartbroken. I was like, oh my gosh.
And they bought it themselves. Or was it a gift?
I forgot if it was a gift or not. But the fact that it was matched, I was like, oh, that's really cute.
That's really cute.
Yeah, I was like, that's actually, that's really cool. That's something I would consider.
They got robbed in Korea or here?
I think it was here, dude.
Ah, fuck America.
I know. That's fuck what New I was York, too, bro.
Or Chicago or wherever the fuck they went.
Yeah, but let's see. I eventually was able to get him one. And I just remember like...
I thought this story was going to...
Oh, no.
I was going to say, you got your parents matching Rolexes.
Oh, no. That
should be a long-term goal.
I mean...
That actually would be cute.
Just something I definitely want to do for my parents, but the matching Rolex, yeah, if I can... Well, I got my dad one. Well, he took mine, actually. So, fuck you, dad. You know, he's like, it's technically yours. I was like, dude, you wear it every day. I never see it.
You got to tell him to be careful with it.
Yeah,
let's stay on this gift giving thing. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Because most people would say an easy way to pay back anyone, whether it's a parent or like a friend who's done you a favor, someone to help you move the mattress or some shit, is just to buy them a gift.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there is a need to buy your parents gift as a sign of thanking them, or are you doing it just because it's nice?
So that's the thing. I think if you just buy things, you know, let's just say it's the thought that really does count.
Right.
So for me personally, I think it's not so much about if it's expensive, but if it's a thoughtful gift, it's something that applies to their life. So when I got my dad that DuPont lighter, it's because he said that he had one.
Because you wanted him to keep smoking.
Well, he's not gonna quit. I tried, dude.
Okay.
Dude, yo, when COVID happened,
yeah,
bro, I was like, you gotta smoke less. You know, like
was he smoking more during COVID?
Bro, he was smoking in the house all day, bro, because we couldn't leave.
All right.
Bro, there's an air filter in each one of our rooms, bro. Like I bought the HEPA filters everywhere. They're all in our rooms. And like, I even just told him, I was like, yo, dude, like, dad, I'm not telling you to stop smoking because I know you're not. But you got to just at least do it away from us. Or just, you got to social distance because we got to a really, really big fight about that. But the thing is, going back to the DuPont lighter, I just remember like how happy he was about it because it's just, I guess I could kind of see like you reminded him of his like childhood or when he was younger.
That's cute.
You know? So, like, when you open these lighters, it has, like, a signature ping noise.
Yeah.
So, I just hear always, like, ping, click.
Cigarette.
Ping,
cigarette.
Click. He's just opening it back and forth.
Oh, he's just playing with it.
He's just playing with it like a little kid.
Like a yo-yo.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow, he really does like that gift. So, going back to, I think, gift giving is...
How much was that lighter, by the way? I'm just curious.
It's a couple hundred.
It's a couple hundred for a lighter? You get a fucking Zippo for like $20.
Dude.
You get a high-quality Zippo for $30.
Bro, you know how many... I have, like, a fucking case of, like, old... big plastic lighters that are like half empty and shit.
Ben lights his cigarettes with a stick lighter. like a big stick lighter. Yo.
I've done that before.
Next time you're out like at a bar.
Oh, yo, where?
And someone asks you to light their cigarette.
But where?
You should take out the stick lighter. stick utility lighter.
I should do that.
That'd be hilarious.
But, in my mind, I'm like, I thought Zippo lighters were nice.
Yeah.
When you don't even smoke, you just want a Zippo lighter.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
It just feels fucking cool. But I just remember like him and with the lighter, I was like, oh wow, he really, really likes it. He shows off his friends. It's really expensive, dude.
He's gonna lose it one day. Why?
I swear to God, if he's fucking,
gonna lose it,
that motherfucker better not. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I mean. Like, that's why, like, when you go with your dad, like the fact that you guys, I like that you guys aren't just being like fucking alcoholics. You actually try to enjoy and try new like wines. You know, spirits and stuff, you know, that's really nice. It's not like, let's get fucked up, son. You know, it's not like that.
I always want to share stuff. So like whenever I get something new, I always like the first person that I want to share with is my dad. Not because I think he has a refined palate.
Okay.
Because he'll probably just bullshit his way through everything. Like, this tastes cool. Well, I bet you if I gave him a really shitty wine and I told him it was $200, he would drink it thinking it's delicious.
And he's like, what's this called? Yellowtail? fantastic. Son, what year?
My dad is such a bullshitter. I know that he connects good alcohol with the price of the alcohol. I like know for a fact that he's doing it.
Oh, he's like that. He's one of those
people. I know for a fact that he's doing it. I don't care because I think it's funny. But bro. So I'm not giving him nice wine to test his palate.
Bro, I'm going to have like a can of Budweiser. I'm going to write $100 on the bottom. And he's like, I got to get this beer, bro.
It's delicious.
I got to get this fucking beer, man.
So buying gifts is one thing. Although, honestly, I sometimes want to buy my parents gifts just to like make them happy. But
yeah,
I don't know what to get them because they're so particular.
Yes.
Because when you get them a gift, and let's say it is an expensive gift, and it's not the exact thing they want, then it feels like it's such a waste.
I think we're both on the same boat. It's easier to get something for our dads than our moms.
No, I think it's easier for my mom.
Really?
Well, if you take away alcohol as like a default gift to my dad, then I think it's harder for my dad.
Oh, okay.
Do you just buy your dad like a big box of cigarettes?
No. I'll buy him things that like he finds fashionable. Like he knows his stuff actually.
Why don't you buy him more collectible coins?
Dude, I do.
You do, right?
Bro, one time I accidentally the US Mint, I'm on their newsletter bullshit, like their program.
Oh, I think you told this story.
Yeah, I double charged these coins. And it was like $800 per order.
Yeah.
And I just remember my dad's like, hey, you got more? And he was so happy. I was like,
you couldn't even take it back.
I was like, no. I was like, what do you mean I got more? He was like, oh, these just came in.
Two orders.
I was like, I just got you. I was like, these just wanted more. I was like, oh my God. I was like, Dad, these are really expensive. And he's just like.
He's like, okay.
He doesn't even like try to give a solution. He's just like, oh, all right, fuck you, bro. I just walks away. I'm like,
so did you return it?
We didn't return it, bro. Bro, it was so much, man.
Your dad's like, you can't return these if I open the box. Right? He opens all. He like throws away the box.
Holy shit. Oh, I lost the receipt. Yeah. What can I do, bro? Holy shit, man. It's hard to get stuff from my mom.
Oh, did your dad go through those coins that I gave you?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Did he find anything special?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. I owe you money for that. I just remembered.
Oh, you do?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Oh, whatever.
I know I told him to count the amount, so he knows the amount.
Okay.
He said thank you, though. He was really happy.
How long did that keep him occupied for?
Less than an hour.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was going to last a long time.
Yo, I think I saved that change for like 3 years.
He's faster than a Coinstar, bro.
He is faster.
Yo, my dad, yo, he's meticulous, bro. Like, he's good. Like, he got to work for the Mint or some shit, man.
He used to work for a thrift shop or something.
He should. I got him all the fun. He has like the
He would
fun
get a
goggles,
kick out of
the gloves and fucking.
He would get a kick out of something.
Yeah,
like that.
Fuck. I wish I never showed him eBay. eBay has so much old shit.
It does. For collectibles, eBay is like the worst.
Yeah.
Okay, gift giving.
Yeah.
Quality time.
Yeah.
What about just like straight up cash?
Isn't that gift giving, dude?
Okay.
You can't just say straight up. You can't just insert the word straight up.
No, like, well, just pay for stuff. Like,
Oh, okay.
Okay. You've seen all the online videos and stuff, like, you know, sometimes influencers, celebrities, like, they'll pay off their parents' mortgage or shit, right? Like, as a gift.
Yeah.
They make it big and they pay off their parents' mortgage and they make all these videos and shit. My parents don't have a mortgage because it's already paid off, and your parents don't have a mortgage, period.
Yeah, We're living good, bro.
So Ben's lucky that he doesn't have to pay off the mortgage.
Yeah, I know.
So we can't exactly do something like that for them in terms of financial, right?
Yeah.
And my parents will never take a single dollar from me. They'll never, because in their mind, they think I'm like struggling and I'm like poor.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Well, I'm not struggling, but I'm also not like living like so much because to have one less job, okay?
Oh, okay.
So it is like six figures less that's coming into this household now.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
you always talk about that. You like to yell at, I make less than you guys now.
Yeah, because y'all make so much money. And they're like,
I want to make a million, not two. God damn you guys.
So my parents would never take a dollar from me because they would feel bad because they think I need every dollar that I have.
Got you.
So I can't give them like just cash for no reason, right?
Exactly. That's the key word. You can't.
Some parents will take it and they should take it if their kids want to give it. But my parents will not take a single fucking dollar from me. So the way I have to like give my parents money is I pay all their utility bills. I pay for my parents' Con Edison monthly.
Yeah.
I pay for my dad's car insurance. I pay for their phone bill. I pay for the internet.
Right.
I pay for all their utilities
monthly. Yeah.
So that's my way of giving them cash.
Yeah.
Because my parents' house is paid off for, and they have a tenant. They have two tenants. So in theory, that helps to pay for the real estate.
Is this the same tenant as when
No, it's different. Oh, it's different. Yeah.
Okay.
So it pays for their real estate tax, their water bill, and stuff like that. But I pay for every other utility of theirs, and that's my way of giving back to them because otherwise I can't give them cash.
Yeah,
they'll never take it.
It feels so weird doing it too. Like they look at you funny.
Yeah, it's like you're giving them allowance and like they're insulted.
Yeah, yeah. They're like they're like, ew. Oh, they're like, oh, pardon me. What are you doing?
Yeah. Even though you want to, and I know like there are a lot of kids, and if you are in a place where you're privileged and you can do that, you should, because if your parents can like take that money. It's just fun money, basically.
Yeah.
If you can give your parents fun money and you can afford it, I think you should.
You know what's funny? Actually, I'm thinking about it. My dad will just take money. My mom refuses.
Your dad's like, more money, please.
He's like, that's it. I was like, where's the rest? Fucking broke ass bitch.
It's like, it's Monday already. Where's my refresh?
No, but what's it? My dad, like, he gets really excited because like I'll try to look for like certain bills. So it'll be like a dollar or a five. But the problem is that, you know, at my job, like I'm switching it out, so I have to pay out of it, right? So I always, when I go through the money,
it looks like you're stealing money.
Not only that, but this is the thing. It's like, I always pray, like, please be only like $1 or $5, because I have to pay out of my pocket to change it. And I give it to my dad as a gift. Yo, when it's like, when it becomes like a 50 or 100, oh my God.
People are still using old 50s?
Not even old 50s. It's just some things you want to look for, like serial numbers.
Oh, okay.
Some things to look for. I'm like, here, Dad, it's like a 50. I'm like, I'm technically just giving this guy a $50 bill. You know, like...
What's in the $50 bill that you have to look for that's, like, collectible?
So, it's the serial numbers you're looking for. Serial numbers, misprints, errors, things like that. So,
You just know them off the top of your head.
Yeah, because my dad fucking, like, just trained me, you know?
Yeah.
So, now it's like, I'm kind of like, oh, what's this one? Oh, what's this one?
And
that one.
And they're worth more than the value of the bill itself.
Yeah. You'll be surprised. Like, even a certain... Even how the serial numbers are, I don't even want to tell this on the camera because these are tips, but...
I'm sure people can just find it online if they really wanted to.
Don't do it, guys. Don't. I'll find you. But if you have a serial number, right? Depending on the pattern, how it is, it could fetch you a lot of money. So my dad likes to like go through all that kind of stuff.
I didn't think I need to go through my 50s then.
You mean your hundreds, huh?
Do they have it for her hundreds also?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to send me this list.
No, dude, honestly, you could YouTube it. It's just, if you really want to get technical, there's certain years, but like that's not really important because like it doesn't sell. That's just for like collectors. What you want to pay attention to is the serial numbers. That's what you want to look for. Lindsay's already thinking like,
I can make money.
Lindsay's like, I can make more money. Why?
Make money?
My bags of cash? I could be worth more bags of cash?
Monopoly money.
But... Going back to what you're saying about the whole...
Giving your parents like cash kind of thing.
That's true. You can't give them cash, but when you do other things like buy them food, get them something they need.
Yeah.
You know, like... I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah. One time I bought them a Dyson vacuum. My dad was like, why would you buy this shit? We don't need this shit. You know, like, we're perfectly good. I was like, yeah, but it's a handheld because he had the regular one, you know? Like, but it's handheld, so it goes in easier.
Yeah.
Not a bitch ass is fucking using it every day. Like, I'm like, I never seen you clean this much in your life.
It's funny, I bought my parents a Dyson like a couple years ago, and then it just died like in 2 weeks.
Yeah, yo, by the way, Dysons, if you want to...
Notorious for just like, they work perfectly or they just don't work.
Well, you know what's crazy? I feel like I see so, like, you can't go down a sidewalk without seeing a Dyson being thrown out. Right? And then you pick it up and you're like, I could fix this.
Or you can't go across eBay without seeing a refurbished Dyson.
Yo, for real.
That means a lot of them are being sent back.
Yeah. And yo, I still remember a commercial. Is that like really elegant British guy's like, in terms of speed and performance, get a Dyson. And it's just like,
reliability, yo, not us.
Yo, for real. I was like, is this a one-time use vacuum or some shit?
When we work, we're immaculate.
Yeah.
When we don't, we're on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I remember. I was like, oh, these are nice, but you always see them on the sidewalk eventually and shit.
They're always breaking shit.
But yeah, like, you know, if you could do something like that where it's translated from the money.
Something useful, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't give them that, like buying them, like, let's say they had like an old rice cooker that was clearly breaking or something. That's so Asian of being to say.
Yo, buying your parents a really high-end rice cooker might be the best Asian gift.
Yes.
Because they will appreciate it.
Yo, they love it.
I also don't get how the Korean brand Kaku still has stores. They have strictly dedicated Kaku stores. And I know they sell more than just rice cookers. They have like water dispensers and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, there is like, it's just, because you don't even see Dyson stores.
Oh, shit.
But you see Kaku Korean brand appliance stores.
Yeah, you're right.
And you see a lot of them here.
We have a good amount of Korean appliance stores. Like,
yeah.
That's so true. We have like a Korean Best Buy. That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
I never thought about it because like even the washers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Koreans, I guess we make, you know, good products, man.
So the buying them stuff, I remember a month ago,
yeah,
or 2 months ago, I asked my parents because they had an iPhone. I want to say iPhone 12, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
iPhone 12 or iPhone 11.
Yeah.
So it's old, but it's not that old because, you know, phones are whatever. And they're not using their phones to the same capacity like what we do. So they don't necessarily need the high end. So I was asking them, oh, it's been like several years. Should I buy you some new phones? Like, no, this is the same thing.
Yep.
And then like 2 weeks later, I'm like, well, Verizon's giving out new phones. They're like, yeah, we could use a new phone.
Yeah.
This is getting so small and slowing down in the battery. I'm like, I just told
that's literally my dad.
I told you 2 weeks ago I would buy you a new phone and you said it's fine. Now I tell you that it's free and you start complaining about your phone. So like they're trying their best to not spend your money.
Yo, you know what's crazy about that? Like my dad, it's only my dad in the group, my family.
Yeah, in the group,
like he's one of the... He's always like, he's like that. He's like, oh, man, my electric shaver's not, you know, it's not electricing.
He'll give you a nudge.
Yeah, he does the nudge. And I'll go like, yo, just give it a clean. Fucking brand new.
Change the blade top.
Yeah, man, do that. Yo, like, you know what I mean? Like little things like that. He is, and like he'll complain about his phone. And the part of me, I'm like, I just don't think you know how to use a cell phone, dude. You know?
Is this phone old though?
It is old. I am going to get him a new one.
Switch to a different thing because I had T-Mobile. I'm not trying to say Verizon is better than T-Mobile, but all the cell phone carriers now, they don't give you anything except if you switch companies. I remember I went to T-Mobile. I was like,
is it cheaper?
It's cheaper and they give you free phones.
It's cheaper?
Every company, it seems like that I've looked at and over the past month, I looked at all of them, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, they all have like really cheap rates and free phones given away if you're a new customer. But if you're an existing customer, I remember I was like,
you don't get shit.
You're giving the new guy half the price of my current rate and I've been with you for 7-8 years. They're like, we can't do anything. Discount the phones? Nope, we can't do anything for you. And they were very polite about it, but they're like, these offers don't apply to you, period.
Wow.
Yeah. We can't do anything for you.
Yo, man, you just switch back and forth.
So I was joking with my parents. I'm like, this is just what we have to do every 2-3 years now because...
Did that work?
Yeah. I'm literally saving $100 on my cell phone bill and I'm getting 5 free phones. 5 free iPhones.
Holy shit.
Just for switching.
So I was going to ask them like, I'm actually... Fuck, this should send it to the Verizon episode, bro.
Okay, Ben, after this, I'll tell you, I think you should switch.
Yeah.
Just to get the free phone.
Oh, no, this is my question. Can you keep the same phone number?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
I ported all our numbers over. It's the same exact, so like...
Well, this is scary because I've been with T-Mobile for so long. I got it pretty much at the same time.
How much do you pay per month? Do you know?
Shit. I think it's like 160.
It's 160 for 4 lines, right?
Yeah.
Is you like a phone installment included or no?
I'll be honest. My parents' lines don't even have like good data plans on it.
Okay. So you're paying that much for like a new T-Mobile customer? 4 lines for $100 and like 4 free phones. If you're a new T-Mobile customer.
Specifically.
Yeah. So just imagine like you are our 8-year loyal T-Mobile customer. But you're paying more and you're not getting anything. But a random guy that comes
to
T-Mobile.
Are you sure it's only 100 a month?
Yeah, because they have a promo for 25 per line if you get four lines or more.
All right, so thank you for a special guest, Linji. He's a Verizon tech. Are you serious?
I'm not saying you should switch to Verizon because you also check AT&T, but
just explore.
Just switching. So the same thing. If you're a Verizon customer, you probably don't get shit. So you just switch it to T-Mobile and then you get everything.
So or can vice versa. I'm being serious. Like, can't you just like go like
every two to three years? Every 2-3 years, just keep switching.
Yo, you know what's funny? People that are listening, I know Linji. Linji's gonna. He's doing this. You're doing this shit.
I just did it.
And you're gonna do it again.
Yeah, 2-3 years, I'll be like, who's giving me free phones? All right, is there any other way that you want to talk about paying back your parents? What is this, physical touch?
Physical touch is like, honestly, like, I know Asians tend to be not, like, very touchy.
Yeah.
But you know how you said, like, just being around them?
Yeah.
There's something really nice just being able to, like, just be in the vicinity of them and, like, they're not being a parent and you're not being the kid.
Yeah.
You know?
You're just existing together.
Yeah. There's something really wholesome about that. I'll literally just be at the salon, no background music, yeah. You know? And yeah, it's lovely.
Guys, and by the way, if some of your situations don't exactly fall into this, I know everyone's situation is different, right? Like Ben and I have generally good relationships with our parents. And I know not everyone is privileged to have that, whether it be something on your side or something on their side. So don't ever feel like just because we're saying that it's the right or wrong thing to do, that it applies to you, right? This is just like a general thing. Every situation is very unique. I know people that have really shitty relationships with their parents and their parents don't need their help. So why bother applying these rules today in that case, right? So don't ever feel like you're not a good son, not a good daughter, not a good whoever just because you don't do some of these things. On to our favorite part of the whole podcast, this is ranting and raving, where Ben and I like to take a couple minutes just to bitch about something good or rave about something. Wait. Bitch about something bad or rave about something good. Ben, you wanted something to rave about this week?
Yeah. So funny enough, my mom, there's a documentary about my mom.
Ben found out very late about it.
Yeah. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull it up right now, actually.
I have the link. I've already talked with the filmmaker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to like talk to her, just thank her and stuff. But yeah, it's the Myeongdong Beauty Salon short documentary film.
Bye.
Bye. Because I got the name wrong before.
Did you? Okay.
Oh, Sarah. But it's also, she's friends with Janice. And Janice, shout out to her as well. She's the one that did the, what's it? Was it called Han, actually? Was it called Han as well? But she did the photo shoot in Flushing as well.
Oh, and the Flushing town hall thing, right?
Yeah, it was just really cool, like, seeing a side of my mom where she's talking about her background, you know, how she became a hairstylist, what Flushing was like back then.
I watched it. It's really cool to see your mom in that light. I will leave a link below. I'm trying to wait for the filmmaker to give me the go-ahead to post something on our social media page because I think she wanted to first post something on her thing, she said.
Yes.
So hopefully by the time this episode comes out, I'll have the go-ahead to put all the links. But if you're curious about Ben's mom and how cute she is doing like her day-to-day stuff, I'll link down below.
Yeah.
It is very wholesome.
Yeah. It was crazy how like she was just talking about Flushing back then, like how she had lines outside the beauty salon and stuff, you know? And I was just like thinking about like when I was a kid, I was just there, but I don't remember all this stuff.
Did you learn anything about your mom that you didn't know previously?
I think the most fascinating part was like there's a at the end where they asked like, so, you know, about life in general.
Yeah.
That's literally my mom, like her just being about like expressing gratitude, being really, really humble and appreciating everything. Like, that's literally, like, everything that encompasses my mom, and it's good to have a heart and be kind and stuff. You know, I don't know how my dad married her. that's crazy. They're so opposite, bro.
It's opposite like, personalities.
Yeah, man, it's wild, but...
Opposites do attract.
It was really cool seeing my mom doing, talking about that.
It was really cool seeing Ben's mom. So, if you guys are very curious about Ben's mom, because we talk about her a lot on this podcast overall... I'll link the thing down below. And if it's not there, at some point, if you follow our social medias at Worst Station Pod, I'll probably link there as a permanent post somewhere just so you guys can see it. Because it is very, very wholesome.
Yeah.
Now we're just waiting for Sarah to get the permission to do a documentary about your dad.
Oh, man. Yo, that would be fucking hilarious. She should do one about my dad.
How many times would your dad yell at her for no reason?
No, that's the thing. My dad would not yell at her.
Oh, okay.
My dad is, when it comes to women, my dad is so sweet to them.
Okay.
With men, yo, he's an asshole, bro. But I like this documentary is like, oh, it's only 10 minutes long. And My dad, yo, he will talk for, it's going to be like 3 hours.
Has your dad seen it?
Yeah, but he didn't care.
Really?
He was watching it. Yeah, I was like, you jealous, huh? I was like, yeah, mom's famous. What's up, man? You know? But it was really cool. Like, I was watching with my mom and stuff, and it was wholesome.
It is very, very wholesome.
Yeah.
What do I have to, I have to rant. My favorite restaurant in Hawaii just closed.
Oh.
Island Style Barbecue.
Yeah.
On King Street in Kalihi in Honolulu.
Uh-huh.
It's my favorite place since the first time we went to there on my honeymoon. They have this amazing garlic pork chop thing that was actually...
Oh, man, that sounds so good.
The funny thing was, like, it's a very, like, hole-in-the-wall kind of thing, right? Like, mom and pop's thing. I think it first got famous because they had a bunch of Japanese people come over and they put it on their variety shows and stuff like that.
Right, right, right.
But in the past couple of years, like, the first owner was not there anymore, so that was kind of sad, and then someone else took over. And then we just recently learned, because someone else was going there and they're asking for recommendations, and then my wife looked it up for them and then found out that they're permanently closed. So yeah. I am pretty sad because we go to this place like 2-3 times every time we're in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even last time we took our son, and the lady is so sweet. She gave my son like a whole bag of cookies every time we
go over.
So it's like a very like...
Oh man, that's not... I'm gonna say just out, like...
Yeah, nowhere. And we tried checking the reviews for the new place that took over. So it's not even connected with the old people. Because we're hoping maybe they just rebranded or something. It's like the same stuff, but just rebranded. You know how like some restaurants go through that where it'll be like the same chef and owner, but they just rebrand the store so it'll have some of the same dishes. Nope. Completely different place, completely different over, not even the same thing. So I am kind of sad.
Yeah, that is kind of sad
because it's something that I always look forward to when I go there. So I'm not going to have that this summer.
I'm really hoping I get to go to Hawaii. I'm really happy for you to go to Hawaii.
Back to Hawaii.
Yeah, man. I know. You can't wait.
How's your Guam with your mom trip?
Guam with my mom. I'm going to try to see if I can do the thing with like Guam to Hawaii. I'm going to see if I can make that
with
happen.
With your mom.
Yeah, like just even if it's for a few days, I just want that to happen for her. Just to say, she, you know, be like, oh, I was in Hawaii too, you know, and I'm just send her back on a plane or some shit. I'm just chill there.
Like, stay there longer. Just kick her out.
I'm like, mom, this is the plane. Don't go to Korea. You gotta go back to New York, yo.
All right, guys, we're at the outro. Thank you once again for spending 1 hour of your week listening to our bullshit.
Yeah.
We appreciate all your time, especially if you got into this part of the episode, whether on your own YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcast is now closed, so you can't listen to us there. I guess you have to go
Yeah,
they're closed. That was my favorite podcast platform, but they're now gone. Zilch, gone. So you're either listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on YouTube.
You can check us out on, we're on FM 98.6, right? I think that's our radio station.
Is that a real station?
I don't know. It probably is, though. I think it probably is.
Check us out on...
I just realized that's just our body temperature. I was like, where did I get that number from?
Tune in to KBBQ. That's...
KBBQ.
69. That's 69. All right, guys. Follow us on all the social medias at Worst Asian Pod. Tell a friend or family about us. Give them a listen. Actually, don't give them a listen. Tell them to give us a listen.
Yeah.
See if they like the thing. And as always, if you guys want to just support the podcast overall or get some bonus content, we do have a paid subscription. You do not need to feel obligated to subscribe to that at all. But
yeah,
in case you want to just show some tangible love to us, you can do that as well.
Tangible love.
If not, no worries. We'll be back every single week.
It can be physical.
All right, guys. Take it easy. Catch you next time.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.